Joining us right now is a Republican candidate in the Plymouth and Barnstable State Senate District, Carrie McRae. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, of course, and thank you for taking the call and asking me to jump on.
Yeah, so we wanted to talk to you about your race. It's still not official yet, but now we've heard from Matt Moratori's campaign that they believe they are ahead by 50 votes. What's your reaction to this news?
Yeah, so it looks like right now they're ahead by 50 votes. We definitely are going to ask for a recount, specifically a hand recount. I think it's really important, you know, for the constituency to, you know, there were some issues last night with the voting machines and the software for calibrating, I guess. And that's why we didn't get the results until about 3 o'clock in the morning. We've talked to the clerk, and she mentioned that there was the software that they have for merging all of the different ways of voting these days. When they merged it all, there was an issue with calculating. So based on that, and then seeing the margin so tight at 50, we just think it's the right thing to do for the district as a whole.
Now, are you still waiting on any mail-in or early voting ballots at this point?
Nope. At this point, all of those numbers are in. All of that, all the mail-ins, all the earlies, that's all been calculated into, you know, the margin difference of 50. So, you know, I think that when you look at the district as a whole, you know, there are eight towns, you know, from our side, you know, even from my hometown, I was able to get 71%. Where Matt's hometown is Plymouth, and, you know, right now he has 63%. I just think that it's so tight that I'm sure if it was flipped, that it would just make sense to do. So, you know, we just got to keep marching forward and find out what the process is to do the recount. But we definitely are going to be asking for a hand recount, and we've already talked to a lawyer this morning, you know, to help us through that process to make sure that it's done, you know, correctly and legally through the process that there is.
Okay, so you are going to ask for the recount, and you said you've talked to a lawyer. So is there any time frame when you might make an official announcement in regards to that?
Well, it's still 8:30 in the morning, I think. So we've got to make some phone calls, find out what the process is exactly. I know we have to collect signatures, which, you know, based on the amount of support, shouldn't be a problem across the district. But I think a hand count is the most important. And then also to, you know, potentially match up, you know, signatures with mail-in ballots or whatever else we can do, just to make sure that you know, whoever it is that prevails, whether it's Matt or myself, that the base and the constituency knows that it was done correctly.
All right, so we'll be keeping a watchful eye on that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know it's been a very long day for both you and Mr. Moratori, so we appreciate you speaking with us this morning.
Absolutely. All right, thank you.
Thank you.